Mindful exposure.
Find a position, sitting or standing, that allows you to feel present and grounded, and conveys a sense of stability and security. Clarify your motivation in doing what you are about to do. The mindful exposure strategy is a powerful tool to stay in touch with difficult situations with a feeling of trust, safeness, and an appropriate sense of reality, as well as it is helpful to extinguish rituals and safety behaviors. If your ritual is the time you spend doing something, for example, washing your hands for 20 minutes or taking a shower for 1 or 2 hours, define time limits to respect from the start. In order to do so, place an alarm clock in front of you so you can observe it during the exposure. For example, decide to give yourself a time limit or 2 or 3 minutes to wash your hands, or 10-15 minutes to take a shower. Before starting the exposure, check the time, and during the exposure, every now and then, direct your attention to the clock to realize how long you are taking. Before and during the exposure, try to always have the therapeutic goal of your action clear in your mind, understanding the real, useful purpose of the behavior you are about to carry out. For example, normalizing and developing acceptance and decentering from your thoughts and feelings, or doing something in a normal way, like washing your hands quickly, or preventing checking behaviors. When you feel the desire to resort to your rituals, always reconnect to this purpose. Notice when the action you are carrying out is not useful, unnecessary, or even harmful. Before starting the exposure procedure, practice a mindfulness exercise which will allow you to enter a state of mind which is stable, balanced, and focused on the present moment. For example, you may practice the sitting meditation, or the mindful breathing, or the breathing space. Completely open up your mindful attention and your senses. Concentrate on your breath, using it as an anchor, in order to dedicate yourself to the exposure, staying focused on the reality of the here and now during the exposure and not on distressing thoughts. After the mindfulness practice, intentionally decide to begin the exposure exercise, taking a mindful attitude towards what you are about to do. Start entering into contact with the situation, object, or stimulus that triggers distress or obsessive symptoms. If it is not physically possible to create this contact where you are in this moment, you can imagine the feared situation or object in the most vivid and realistic way possible. To remain centered in the present moment, remember to direct your attention to an attentional anchor, such as your body posture, sensation created by your breathing, or what your senses are telling you. Observe any internal and external events from your anchor in the here and now. Notice the level of distress present in this moment, using the distress scale from 0 to 100. Do your best to stay in contact with the disturbing situation or stimulus, or to carry out the action that is creating distress in the most natural and normal way possible, as a friend or a relative might do. Try to become aware of any thought, sensation, or emotion that occurs. Observe and actively describe these inner states as if you were an external witness, without judging them or assigning meaning to them. For example, you could describe anxiety as a set of harmless thoughts and physical sensations, and even if they increase, they cannot lead to dangerous consequences for you or others. Pay attention to what you feel in your body and how it may change from moment to moment. Actively listen to and trust all your senses. Try asking yourself, what do I really see in this moment? What can I really feel by touching the object? What can I smell? Do not ever judge your senses. Always remember that thoughts are only harmless and transient mental events. Do your best to not react to them. Never do what they tell you to do just because they have occurred. These thoughts are only an expression of your OCD problem. They are not orders you have to obey. Remember to observe your breath as often as possible as a way of staying in touch with the present moment. Use it as an anchor. Cultivate acceptance. Welcome, allow, and let any inner state be whatever it is. This is the most effective way to ensure that it will eventually disappear. You could whisper to yourself, "Let it be." Or say to yourself, I allow it to be present, but I will not engage it. Or, it's okay. Whatever I feel, it's okay. It's only my experience in this moment. it will not last long. Notice what your level of distress is in this moment, from 0 to 100. It may be useful to mentally repeat sentences or quotations used during the group sessions of the program. For example, thoughts are only harmless mental events, not facts. Or, thoughts and emotions are transient and impermanent events. Or, thoughts have no power over us if we don't give it to them. You can observe thoughts passing through your mind without judging them. You can also use images or metaphors to help you to distance yourself from them, as if you were looking at them from the outside. For example, imagine thoughts as white clouds in the blue sky that pass by and disappear. Thoughts can come and go like the scrolling end credits of a film. Or as if they were flowing by on a stream. Never confuse your thoughts with facts. Facts are what your senses are communicating to you. Listen to and trust your senses. Do not listen to your thoughts. Carefully notice how your distress level changes during the exposure. As you remain in touch with the distressful situation, you may notice that anxiety may reach a high level and then tends to progressively decrease. During the exposure and afterwards, do not engage in any ritual, whether physical, such as washing or checking, or mental, such as saying sentences or counting. Try your best to avoid or let go of the ritual and direct your attention once again to your physical or sensory experience in the present moment. Notice changes in the level of your distress from moment to moment. Notice how distress expresses itself through physical sensations and where they are located in your body. The exposure can end when you feel able to stay in touch with a distressful object or situation with only a slight level of distress, such as from 0 to 30. So notice again now your level of distress. End this procedure with a mindfulness exercise, for example, the breathing space, which will help you to regain a sense of balance, stability, and presence. Refocus on your posture and breath. After the exercise, notice how you are feeling in this moment. Recognize and be aware of what really happens following the exposure. You may want to congratulate yourself on allowing yourself to have faced a difficult and distressful event in a completely new and liberating way.